My name is Farron Ganey. I'm 13 years old. Today's date is November 25th, 2018, and I'm speaking with Kenneth Ganey, who is my father. We are recording this interview in Phenix City, Alabama. What do you do in your day-to-day life?
I am a marksmanship instructor and the senior subject matter expert for the marksmanship simulations trainer for the United States Army as an infantryman.
Where do you work and what do you do for your work?
I work at Fort Benning, Georgia on Sand Hill, and I teach incoming soldiers how to shoot their rifle. And I work for the Army to increase our capabilities and lethality.
Have you ever been deployed? If so, how many times?
I have been deployed 4 times to Iraq.
Which deployment was your most memorable?
My first deployment, which was the invasion of Iraq in 2003.
Are there any lessons your work life has taught you?
I have learned a strong work ethic and to what you say is what you do, and to have a good strong word and reputation.
If you saw multiple deployments, how did they differ from each other? How did you change?
They differed in our mission set, which went from invasion and hostility to more of a rebuilding and humanitarian aid. As far as changing, I wouldn't say that I really changed much at all.
What are some things you remember most about your deployment?
Being away from my family, long hours, a lot of heat and sand.
Getting back to your childhood, what is your favorite memory of your childhood?
Can't say that I really have one.
If you could go back and relive your teenage years, would you? Why or why not?
No, I would not. They were fine the way they were, and they taught me valuable lessons.
Can you tell me about one or two people who have been the biggest influences on your life growing up?
Growing up. Can't really put my finger on any major influences. I think I was just more of an influence on myself.
How do you say so?
I just saw the way people acted and the way people did things, and I was able to form my own decisions to how I wanted to be as a person. And I took the good people I saw, and I recognized the bad and what I did and did not like, and that's the way I formed myself as I grew older.
Would you say you were independent as a child?
Very.
Can you tell me about some of the most important lessons you learned while growing up?
I learned not to argue or not to fight unless I was right. I learned to make sure that I always knew what the right answer was. If I didn't know something, I researched it. I found out what the true facts of it were before I discussed or debated or argued any point. I stayed physically fit, playing sports. It also taught a good work ethic and taught sportsmanship. That was back before we had a participation trophy. So if you lost, you lost. Which taught you how to take losing, which we've lost nowadays.
How would you describe yourself as a child?
Independently introverted.
How does this differ from how you are today?
It doesn't.
What are your proudest and personally? What are your proudest of personally and professionally? What are you proudest of personally and professionally in your life?
I'm proudest personally of my kids. I've worked really hard to raise them well and to teach them valuable lessons, life lessons, and that life's not always fair. And how to survive. Professionally, I'm proudest of, I would say my greatest accomplishment was out of Ford Combat Tours and deployments. I never lost a single soldier. I brought all of my people home.
How would you like to be remembered?
With a shot of whiskey or scotch.
That ends today's interview with Kenneth Gainey.
I answered.
That was funny.
You can't be upset with me. You asked, I answered.
I am done. Yes.